Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the probably more famous top-selling music artists in our country over many decades was a guy by the name of Frank Sinatra. One of his best-selling songs was My Way. Over and over again, he would sing, I did it my way, I did it my way, I did it my way. I like his voice and many of his songs, but I certainly don't seek to emulate the values or attitude of that song. Unfortunately, though, it's an attitude that we very easily can get caught up in our day-to-day living. It's my way or the highway. Or in political conversations, we end up saying, you better think of things my way or I'm canceling you. Now, there's one thing to have an opinion. It's another thing to force that opinion on someone else. And still another one thing to belittle someone who disagrees with you. And then it's still another thing when Jesus says, I must go on my way, as he does in today's gospel reading. Now, the gospel reading starts with an interesting little kind of strange story. Some Pharisees come and say to Jesus, get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. I don't know, are they trying to help Jesus or are they trying to get him off track? It's kind of hard to tell, although in the Gospel of Luke leading up to this story, we really haven't heard anything good about the Pharisees. No matter, Jesus is not about to be derailed on his mission. In fact, it actually sounds like he's inviting them to come along. And what is that mission? Well, he goes on to say, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow and the third day I finish my course. Now notice, he doesn't say, on Monday and Tuesday I'm going to be healing people and then Wednesday I finish my course. No, so don't take him too literally when he says 1, 2, 3, as in 3 days from now. Rather, what we hear from Jesus here is that there is a plan and it is all timed out. Jesus will continue to preach and to teach, to heal people and to drive out demons a little while longer. But then there will be a change. He will continue doing all of those things as he travels to Jerusalem. But in Jerusalem, his earthly mission will be completed. And he knows full well the what and the how and the why, because he goes on to say, nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. As Luke then spells out those days following today's gospel reading, Jesus then heals someone on a Sabbath. He then tells a whole group of stories that we call parables. Then comes the famous story of Jesus healing those 10 lepers. And then he does some more, really more specific kind of teaching. And then he stops at Jericho and visits a man named Zacchaeus. And then, right after that, he enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And I think you know how the story goes after that. This is the story of the way of Jesus. Days that are filled with preaching and teaching, healing and driving out demons. But notice how Jesus was doing that. He didn't heal everyone. And he never taught every lesson that's ever to be taught. And he certainly didn't drive out every single demon. He did these things to clearly demonstrate his love for mankind, to make known his power and his person. But also he had a desire that everyone would know that there was something better yet to come. All that he was doing was merely a prelude to Holy Week, where his real and eternal work would take place. His death, where God's justice and righteousness was poured out upon him for our sins instead of for us. And his resurrection, that sure and certain sign that death has been defeated. This is the way of Jesus. A life that's filled with ministry, but also filled with obstacles. A life that's filled with joys if you're looking for them, but outrage if you prefer. All timed out with a purpose, with a direction, and with a clear and certain outcome. That's why Jesus says, "Go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course." This is the way of Jesus. And if it's the way of Jesus, it's our way too. You see, as we are adopted into God's family in baptism, as we are given that wondrous gift of faith through the work of the Holy Spirit, two significant things happen. Well, no, really, one significant thing with two significant consequences. That significant thing, we become children of God. Children of the Almighty God, children of the All-Merciful God, children of that All-Gracious God. And the first significant consequence of that is that we are made to be holy and totally secure. We are covered with His righteousness. All of our sins are forgiven. We are made to be clean. In fact, we are made to be brand new. We are given all of God's protection, all of His power, all of His promises. There is nothing that we need to fear. Wow. Do you understand how great this is? And that's only the first significant consequence of our baptism. Second, as the children of God, we are commissioned, that is, given a life that is filled with purpose and direction. Go tell that fox, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Brothers and sisters, there is work for you and me, for us to do today and tomorrow. I don't care if you're 15, 50, or 105. There is work to do, and your life has value. And we're not called to hoard that value to ourselves, but to share it, to give it away. We have been given the light of life, and so we let it shine. We live in the richness of God's love. So we let it flow. His mercy rains down upon us, and so that mercy reigns in our hearts. The gospel is so at work changing us that we cannot but help but share it. You and I, we are called to do that today and tomorrow, and then the third day we finish our course. Our lives are all timed out with purpose, with direction, and with a clear and certain outcome. We are called to work today and tomorrow, and on that third day, we are called home. That's the way of Jesus. That's the way of all God's children. A way that is filled with security and power, joy and value. A way that is filled with direction and purpose and a clear outcome. Will there be obstacles? Of course. Will there be opposition? Well, look at the life of Jesus. Will there be temptations, failures, frustrations, frightening times? Hey, folks, we live in a fallen world, remember? Sure, there'll be those things. But none of this is the bottom line. Have you been baptized? Are you a child of God? Then His way is your way. And there really is no better way. For in Christ, we have it all. And He has promised to carry us all the way. In Jesus' name, amen. And may this comfort and security of Christ keep our hearts and minds close to Him this day and forever. Amen.